All right, let's dive right into it. You're running a dental practice and you're thinking, how do I get more patients through the door? You're not alone. In 2026, it's clear that the old way of doing things, just picking one marketing channel and hoping for the best, just doesn't cut it anymore. Now, it's about creating a connected system where everything works together seamlessly. And here's the thing. That's where most practices get stuck. Think about it this way. Most dental practices don't have a service problem. You're skilled, your team's caring, and your clinic is clean and welcoming. But when someone nearby searches for a dentist, you're simply not showing up. It's like having the best kept secret in town. The issue here isn't what you're doing inside the practice, it's how visible you are outside of it. And that usually comes down to a few key areas. Let's talk about those. First, there's your Google Business Profile. It needs to be complete and up to date because honestly, it's one of the highest impact free tools at your disposal. When someone looks up dentist near me, the map pack appears before anything else. And being in that top three is crucial. You want those calls and appointment requests, right? So make sure every field in your profile is filled out, add new photos weekly, post updates with service specific keywords, and respond to reviews promptly. This is your digital storefront. Don't let it gather dust. Now, what about local SEO and your website? This is where you really need to focus on ranking for specific, location-based searches. Generic content just won't get you anywhere these days. You want pages that are built around terms like teeth whitening in your city or emergency dentist. Neighborhood. That's the kind of traffic that converts because those potential patients are already looking to book. Make sure your site is optimized with separate landing pages if you serve multiple locations and it needs to load fast. Under 3 seconds on mobile is the goal. And don't forget, schema markup so that Google can display your practice information accurately. This is crucial for catching those searches in the first place. But let's not stop there. Reviews, those are gold. Most patients will check your reviews before they even consider calling you. If your practice has fewer than 50 Google reviews or an average rating below 4.7 stars, you're already at a disadvantage. It's not about asking harder, it's about having a system in place. Use a straightforward script to ask satisfied patients for reviews, send a follow-up text shortly after their appointment, and make it a habit for your entire team to encourage reviews. And always, always respond to reviews, positive or negative. It shows you care and are engaged with your patient's feedback. And then there's Google Ads. These are your best bet for getting in front of high-intent searches like dental implants, city, or dentist accepting new patients. When managed well, they deliver trackable leads with a clear cost per acquisition. But don't just throw money at it and hope for the best. Build campaigns around specific services rather than broad terms. Ensure your landing pages match the ad message and use call tracking to see which ads are driving real appointments. Regularly review performance and tweak what's not working. Social media and content also play a role, though not in the way you might think. Rarely do they drive a flood of new patients directly, but they build trust and keep your practice top of mind. Short videos on Instagram or Facebook showing results, educating patients, or highlighting team moments can convert those passive followers into booked appointments over time. Now, let's look at a real-world scenario. There was this general dentistry practice in a mid-sized Edmonton suburb. They were stuck at 18 new patients a month. The dentist had been practicing for over a decade, delivered great care, but growth had stalled. The website was outdated, the Google Business Profile was neglected, and reviews were sparse. Over 4 months, they revamped their approach. They rebuilt the website with dedicated service pages and local SEO targeting. They optimized their Google Business Profile with weekly posts and fresh photos, launched automated review requests, started a Google Ads campaign, and published educational blog posts to support SEO. By month 4, they were booking 45 new patients a month. Reviews shot up to 87 with a 4.9 star average. It wasn't just about ads, it was a combination of visibility, reviews, and a website that could convert visitors. So here's what that looks like in practice for you. Start with the basics. Use this checklist as your guide. For your Google Business Profile, make sure it's complete, updated regularly with photos and posts, and engage with reviews. For your website, ensure it has dedicated pages for each service, is optimized for local searches, and loads quickly. Get a system in place for reviews, and consider Google Ads for those high-intent searches. And don't forget your social media presence. Keep it active and relevant. The best-performing practices treat patient acquisition as a system. SEO drives traffic, reviews build trust for that traffic, ads capture ready-to-book patients, and your website converts them into appointments. Track the right metrics, like new patient calls and cost per booked appointment, not just website visits or social media followers. Practices that lack this clarity often end up spending money without knowing what's working. That's the clearest sign that a connected system is missing. Finally, start where it's simplest. You don't need to tackle everything at once. The Google Business Profile is an excellent starting point. It's free, it directly impacts local search visibility, and you can see results quickly, usually within 4 to 8 weeks. From there, you can layer in other tactics like review acquisition, website optimization, and then paid ads once you've got a solid foundation. If you're looking for some personalized guidance, consider booking a free strategy call at northmedia.org. We drop new episodes every week on Spotify, so tune in for more insights on how to grow your practice. Remember, getting new patients isn't about doing one thing really well. It's about doing a lot of things pretty well and making sure they all connect. Until next time.